Hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet.
Hello.
Anaïs Laurent?
Yes, Anaïs.
Anaïs. How do you spell that?
A-N-A-I with a double dot above the I. S. Anaïs.
What do they call that double dot?
Well, in German, it's an umlaut. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Are you German?
No.
Okay. And so, but someone did give you that name with the umlaut.
No, I took the name.
You took the name? Where
yes.
was it?
Anaïs Nin mm-hmm. was a writer for whom I have done a lot of translation.
Oh.
So I worked with a person in the Berkshires who was her American representative. And he asked me to do some translations of his work as well. Of her work, excuse me, as well as people who wrote summaries about her and the things that she wrote.
So when did you take that name?
When she died, her brother gave me the right to use the name.
Well, that's whatever, you know, this is, I'll be honest with you, this is not the average normal story, and actually I didn't know this, and that's really a beautiful, good news story of and to itself. I mean, for a family member to think highly enough, let me, this is my estimation of the scenario, to allow you to use the name, a family name of a dear and loved one. Mm-hmm. That's a big honor to you.
It's a big honor because she was one of my, if not my favorite writer.
Wow. Congratulations. Now, you're a writer as well, and the Berkshires, that's up there in Massachusetts. And
correct.
And you also are, live in France, is that right?
Yes. Now, I live in Avignon, which is in the Provence, which is the south of France. Beautiful region. Wonderful arts things that go on there all the time.
Okay. And you're an artsy person in addition to a writer?
I'm an artsy. Yes, I'm an artsy.
And she's in here in New York to have a showing. Just had something out there in Brooklyn in, what was the name of that hotel?
The New Hotel.
New Hotel.
Yeah, and it was the Fridge Art Show.
Fridge.
Yes.
F-R-I-D-G-E. Okay, like yeah. a
refrigerator. Like the refrigerator.
Okay, and was it a cold show?
It was a great show. It okay. was a really good show.
A warm show.
Warm-hearted for sure.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. And then why did they call it that? Do you know?
It's kind of a takeoff on the fact that it ends up being at the same time as the Frieze art show, which is a very large show, and we are more or less a satellite of that.
Okay. All righty. And what did you show there?
I showed 26 paintings that were not framed and about 10 that were framed.
And you schlepped them, no, you brought them all the way over from Avignon, is that
yes,
how you say that?
Yes, Avignon.
Avignon,
yeah.
France, for this show.
Right, and for others I hoped, and just recently I was accepted into a juried show in the LIC. LIC, Long Island City.
Right, okay.
Is having a series of shows all this period until the 10th of June.
Now, when you say a juried show, does that mean you're arrested?
No. It means that there are several people who decide whether or not you can be in the show.
Oh, the judges.
Yes.
Okay, and you're in the show. They judged wisely.
Well, I don't know if it's wisely or not, but
it's
a piece that I like a lot because it had to do.
What does that piece look like?
It had to do with the tsunami.
Okay.
In Japan, and for the show that I made the picture for originally, I did 30 pieces and invited other artists to do pieces that they donated so that half of the sales would go to help the country rebuild after the tsunami.
Well, I know one thing about you. You're very socially minded and responsible to the family of man / woman, and the Mother Nature, our animal kingdom. That I think is part of your DNA.
I think so too, but I was brought up in the area of the Berkshires, which is a lovely natural spot, and half my time was spent there when I was young.
And it's all nature up there.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Oh, I'm crazy about the Berkshires. Beautiful, beautiful place. So now, but I heard something about Texas. Did you hear something about Texas?
Oh, sort of, yes. Until yesterday, I didn't know, but last night I talked with the Frisco Fine Arts Group, and they have a large area in which they do a series of little boutique galleries, and a very large gallery in which they do a group show as well. And we discussed it for 45 minutes, and it took me that long to get him to decide that he really wanted to use my artwork there and eventually to represent me.
Oh, great. Here in America or at that event?
At that event, he wants me to do a small show of my own in one of the smaller galleries, and then later on leave works with him so that he can show them to his clients.
All right. All
yes,
right.
I'm very proud
How do people know about you to be able to purchase your art?
How do they know about me?
Well, how would they go about now? I mean, we're doing this interview, so they'll know about this. They'll hear you now, and they'll say, well, you know, now I want to, I see some of the work that you've done, because we're going to include that here in this interview. And now they want to buy that one or this one. What do they do? How do they call you? They write you?
Well, they could call me.
They have a website. Where do they sell you?
They could call me, but they would have to call France, which is not especially inexpensive. So the easiest way is to write me on a website, which is www.harriet, with the strange spelling of two T's and an E at the end, .1413@gmail.com.
Okay, so we will include that in the text of this
of
this interview, and make sure that that's quite simple for those to purchase some of your art. Tell me about your book. You have a book. Do you have a book here somewhere?
I do. I hid it.
That book is hidden in the couch. And it is called?
Anaiku. Because it's a combination of Anais and haiku.
Oh, okay. And it has two dots on top of the...
It does. It has that umlaut there.
Oh, you're working it. Okay. what does that say underneath it?
A little piece, 17 little pieces to a puzzle.
And then you have a chop.
That's my chop, yes. That's my name given to me by my...
Now, let me hold this up a little more.
Yeah. Okay, given to me by my, how do you call it in English? My heart, soul, my soul sister, who is Chinese, and it's both my name and, I believe, certain aspects of my personality that she put into the chop for me.
I mean, now look at all that written on the back, because actually she's a very accomplished woman, and a teacher, an educator, and she did marry a handsome Parisian too. She has three children, a daughter, and two sons.
Right.
And
that's my best.
Period. There you go. All right. That's her. She's very proud of it. I met her daughter, and her daughter is wonderful. And she's a who's who-er. A who's who-er. A few look at all these who's who, who's who, who's who. Well, who are you? No. Who's
I don't really know.
Who's who in poetry and... wow, and in the year of Madison, who's who worldwide, who's who among the professionals. Wow, so you're a hard worker?
I like to work. The thing is that my work is not work anymore. It's really what I love doing. And I love working with other people and helping them get started, or working with people who are well known and showing them the smaller side of the art business, which is not always... just money.
Well, all I know is falling in love is not particularly unusual. It happens all the time. And to the nicest people. Now, this is the kind of book with the 17...
syllables.
Syllables.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, a syllable? Isn't a syllable a grammatical statement?
A syllable is, for instance, for... instance, that's three syllables.
Oh, you're right. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So with a haiku, normally it's three lines, and it's five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables in three lines. But I took the liberty of creating my own little format with four lines, and instead of incorporating always the natural facet of the world, made it much more citified, if you like. So a lot of the vocabulary comes from the city instead of coming from nature.
Healing begins when we stop playing games with ourselves. It begins when we start dealing with the issues.
Mm-hmm. Because this book, in fact, is very personal. I married my Frenchman, who was absolutely exquisite. I loved him dearly. And it didn't, in the long run, last, because people change. People change. I worked full-time. He worked full-time. We had three children. And as a woman, that means you're working two jobs, if not three, because you also have your husband, who is very important in that package. And you don't do the same things when you're married and have children as when you're out there looking for something special. You don't wear the same makeup. You don't wear high heels anymore. You don't make sure that you're absolutely perfect every day. And things change. So we lasted 15 years, which was wonderful. And then I ended up taking care of my three children by myself. And that was absolutely wonderful as well, because we are now extremely close, because it gave us a different sense. I had to be both mother and father for a great number of years. So this book is my way of going through what I consider the three steps of love between a man and a woman. In the beginning, when you're looking, you're searching, it's the hunt and chase. And that part is called before we were two. And then the second part is about creating a family, making ties, bonds that last. And that's called macramour, which, because I was doing a lot of macrame at the time, and it's tying knots, so I thought it would be nice if I could tie my knots in love. And then the third part, when things started falling apart, which is the side where all of a sudden you discover that, well, there are aspects of the family that are MIA, they're missing in action somehow through a divorce, through a separation, through whatever. And it changes the lives of not only you and your husband, but also your children, who then have to grow up a lot faster than perhaps they should.
Wow. Wow, wow. This is a brilliant woman. This is a very, very, very smart woman. There is bottom line reality in that. We've had some conversations that go on forever. I think at this moment, I'm going to ask you a few other questions. Let me also say that, you know, I just opened the book, okay? And I just opened it to falling in love and to healing. I just really only read like one sentence out of that one.
The introduction.
Introduction to a whole, I don't even know if I'm going to say it correctly, a paragraph or two paragraphs worth of words.
Well, the introduction is quite long, in fact, because it goes through all of the emotional and psychological aspects of the various parts.
Okay, but like when I read, I saw it, because there was like, I would call it almost another chapter. There was another, like falling in love was half a page.
Yeah.
And then healing was a half a page, yeah. Right? Which for me is good, because I'm not a good, I'm not much of a reader. He's librarian's son. He's a big talker. TV dude.
That's good.
Children, immortals all, words rise and fall, not they. Prometheus?
Yes, Prometheus.
Dash I? Or is that where his,
Prometheus was a god.
Right.
Who made a big mistake.
Wow, no? Really?
Yeah. He tried to help man. That was not acceptable.
I tried to help man. Not acceptable.
No, I didn't say the man or a man, but mankind. There.
Really?
Is that better?
All right, everybody, look up Prometheus in Wikipedia, which is one of our good sources. What's good news for you?
What is good news for me? I think probably living a life that is open, that is transparent, that allows me to do what is important to help other people. Because if you live only for yourself, there's not a heck of a lot there to work with, you know? We all have our limits, and we have talents, and we have a choice, many choices, every single day to help our fellow mankind, to believe in the possibility of love and peace, to believe in other people and their capabilities to deal with things that maybe you personally can't deal with, so you need to share the things that need to be done. So it's not only just me, myself, and I, but a lot of other people as well who deal with things that help other people, like for the tsunami, working in the gallery to launch new people, like working with people who have physical difficulties, which I did for a while, teaching young people how to play tennis, believe it or not, to people who are physically disabled. There are ways to help mankind and to give you satisfaction at the same time.
Whoop! Okay, last question. Thank you so much for those thoughts. It's a lot of good news and a lot of humbleness and a lot of humility and kindness towards man, as Prometheus would say. You know we're involved with the International Day of Peace, September 21st. 193 countries agreed to a day of peace.
Yes.
And I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So, Anaïs Laurent.
What does peace
mean to you?
Love, communication, the ability to discover other people who don't have the same religions, the same language, the same way of living, and to discover that we don't have to fight or kill to obtain things. We can talk about it. We can discuss things. We can use those people who are knowledgeable, who know how to deal with different types of societies, to be able to help us understand sufficiently to create a peaceful situation rather than killing each other, to make sure we got the right land, to have the right oil, to have the right this, to have the right that. What's important is people and life and peace, and it's not money. At least I know that much, because I don't make much.
An artist, a teacher. And, yes. I mean, those are, you know, those teachers' things. How important is the teacher?
Oh, very, very.
Of course, I only jiving with you. You know, these are most important. It's like nurses and doctors and teachers,
sure,
and so on. They should do very, very well, because they're doing very well. Helping
exactly,
out this,
exactly.
Helping out this. All right, this is beautiful. Thank you very much. Merci, madame.
De rien.
All righty.
Thank
you.
Je vous en prie.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.